Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Hello, Kimmy Walker here. Thank you again for joining us on the next episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. We are here on a mission to help individuals, organizations, and groups achieve the goals that they set out for themselves. This evening, I'm privileged to be speaking with Christy Jones. Christy is an educator, an education administrator, a writer, and a nonprofit founder, and recently, a certified life coach. So we're very, very happy to have Christy here today to share her story and to give some information to people who are looking to make a transformation in their life. Welcome, Christy. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So why don't you start by just telling us a little bit about yourself, how you, where you're from, what you do for a living, and kind of how you got into coaching.
I'm from Marion, Indiana. It's about 60 miles north from Indianapolis. I moved here after graduating from college. I went to Indiana Wesleyan in Marion in my hometown. And then I moved here to pursue a position to teach math. I taught math for about 9 years before moving into administration at a charter school. And just recently this year, I became an administrator in the public school setting.
Okay, great. So how did you get into, I know when looking at your website, it says that now you're a life coach. How did you get into life coaching? Tell us about that.
When my daughter went to college about 4 years ago, I found myself in a position to where I was stuck and really didn't know what I was going to do for the rest of my life after raising her. I ended up hiring a coach myself. Well, not hiring a coach, but seeking out, you know, help from a coach. And she helped me figure out what my purpose and my passion was. So I decided that I wanted to help others through that transformation process as well.
So when did you get the idea to become a writer? Because you are an author and you are part of the Position to Prosper book. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
So the coach that God actually put into my life at that time, she does book collaborations. And she asked me if I wanted to share my story in the book collaboration that she was putting together at the time. Originally, being a math teacher, I was like, I'm not really a writer. I don't think that I'm going to do that. But I had an experience with God and he helped me to see how sharing my story would help other people. And I decided to take her up on that challenge. And I have a chapter in the book collaboration, Position to Prosper Now.
How hard was it to write the book? Like, would you say that was a pretty difficult task to do? And what advice would you give to others who may not have seen themselves as being a writer, but wanted to kind of take that plunge into whether it's a chapter or starting a blog? What kind of advice would you give to others looking to do the same thing?
So it actually wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. At the time, I was still going through my personal transformation and I was really in tune with God, seeking him for his will for my life. There would be times when he would wake me up in the middle of the night and reveal his plan for me. That's exactly what he did when I decided to become a part of this book collaboration. I think it was like 3 times I woke up in the middle of the night at 2 a.m. I feel like it was almost as if God sat at the edge of my bed and fed to me what he wanted me to share with the people. That's pretty much how I was able to get my chapter written for the book. My advice to people would be don't put limits on yourself. And don't be afraid to step outside of the box and trust God, because he definitely can give us the ability and provide the resources for us to achieve whatever it is we set out to do, as long as it's in alignment to his will for us.
Okay. So I see here you are very much a guru of transformation. You have done a lot of transforming, even in the education system, whether it's helping students go from F students to B students in something as hard as math, helping turn around one of the schools that you worked at. What is it with you in the niche of transformation as far as in the school setting Is it seeing the results, or is it seeing people that are in that phase where they don't really see their own ability within themselves? What kind of speaks to you within that?
I think what it's almost like I was kind of thrown into it. It's not something that I seeked out. I've always been someone who was always up for a challenge. I feel like it's more rewarding when you have something that's really hard for you to work towards. And so when I became an administrator, I ended up being an administrator at a school that was in the turnaround process. And so I ended up
stepping right in and making it work.
I mean, like I said, I feel like I was just kind of thrown into it. I can't even really begin to say, like, it's almost like that's exactly what God created me to do, was to bring about transformation in different settings to help people overcome adversity and work towards their personal goals. And in this particular situation, the school's goals, which is obviously to help students learn, provide students with a solid education. And so that's what I set out to do.
I know in the school setting, especially in very high need schools, there can often be a high turnover rate because it can be very difficult just dealing with a variety of needs of the students and staff, like you said, in the school in general, pressures from the state or the government to perform a certain way. What kept you motivated when the transformation or making the transformation was really tough and it just felt like the cards were stacked against you? What kept you going and pushing forward and not throwing the towel in?
I would say what kept me going is the students. I'm very passionate about young people, in particular young people, understanding the importance of education and being set up for success in regards to receiving their education. And so I felt like they deserved it. I felt like it was my obligation to make sure I created an environment where they could receive a solid education.
Great. So it sounds like you really were able to become aware of your passion and your purpose and embracing that and moving forward. And from that, you became coached. You wrote the chapter in the book and you've kind of moved forward. Now, as far as becoming a coach yourself in coaching, what is transformation coaching exactly? So if someone doesn't really know if they're a good candidate for that, how would one know that they could benefit from a transformation coach?
I would say anybody going through a life transition. For me, it was my daughter going off to college. For others, it may be something like a divorce or a change in career or, unfortunately, a death in the family. Those are all situations to where things change a lot and you have to learn how to be comfortable with your new life. I would say those will be areas where whenever somebody's facing adversity, areas or opportunities to put yourself in a position to be transformed.
So pretty much being supported while you're going through
right
the transformation. Absolutely. If someone is kind of right there at that point right now, like they're going through a major change professionally, they're trying to switch, maybe become an entrepreneur, like you said, maybe they're going through a divorce. What is like the number one tip or advice you would give them?
My number one tip would be to get in tune with God. And I know everybody may not be a spiritual person, but I am. So
their higher power.
Exactly. But to get in tune with him and to listen to what he says, to submit to his will, because he definitely knows the plan he has for you. And the only way it will be revealed to you is if you build that relationship with him and put yourself in a position to hear from him.
That's awesome. So if someone was looking to get a transformation coach, what should they expect from that process? What would it look like?
I think a lot of people expect for someone to just tell them what they can do. But the process of coaching is pretty much where the coach will be a support and a guide to help you get from where you are to where you want to be. It really is the work of the person. The coach is someone who will help you identify your purpose, help you identify your blocks and barriers, help you overcome those blocks and barriers, and help you to move forward with intentionality.
Awesome. So if someone was looking to get transformation coaching for you, is it done like, is it in a group setting or is it individual? Like what is like the format generally for someone? Because someone might be going through a divorce or someone, like you said, might be changing a career. So is it more like one-on-one?
Generally, it is one-on-one, but it definitely can be a group coach setting. Pretty much is whatever the person needs at that time. It could be tailored to meet the needs of the client.
I saw that you also have a personality inventory.
Yes, the DISC.
Okay. Could you tell us more about that? Like what that entails or what that is? What areas is it examining?
So the DISC helps you determine your personality temperament in your natural state. There's four different personality temperaments, and after answering a series of questions, it will identify which temperament matches your personality. The benefit of knowing your personality temperament is, one, knowing yourself, knowing how you are wired, and then two, also having an understanding of the other personality temperaments, because obviously we interact with people day in and day out in our relationships, in our working environment. And so having an understanding about the different personality temperaments helps you communicate more effectively with other people.
Would it also, if I knew my personality temperament, would that also help me in understanding how I deal with adversity or going through a transformation? Would that be able to help give me tools and techniques based on my type or temperament type?
Definitely. It definitely will. There are specific jobs people should pursue based off of their personality temperament. It will help you just be aware of yourself and know how to deal with different situations.
That's awesome. If someone is looking to get either personality, look at their personality temperament, speak with you about getting coaching, whether it's any type of transformation, what is the best way to get in contact with you?
Best way to get in contact with me is through my website, ChristyJonesTransforms.org. There is a tab where you can put in your personal information and send me a message, or you can email me at info@ChristyJonesTransforms.org.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us, Christy. Before we leave, I just wanted to ask, what is your personal mantra? What is your overall quote or saying that you feel you live by?
My overall quote or word that I live by is love. During my personal transformation, that's something that God definitely worked with me on. He taught me how to love him, how to love myself, and how to interact in love with other people.
That's awesome. Well, if you are looking for more information on transformations in general, education turnaround, becoming a writer, please, please, please check out Christy Jones Transforms. She's also Christy Jones Transforms on all social media, correct?
Yes.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Definitely a strong woman who's accomplished a lot of great things. So please go to ChristyJonesTransforms.org and we will see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.